Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you are tuned in to Conversations Radio with your hostess, Aminty, the writer. Yes, we had a little technical difficulties, but we're still going to get this show rolling. The chat room definitely should be open right now. And that's pretty much it. We're going to go ahead and jump into this show. I'm excited. I've been sitting down for a while contemplating, you know, how I was going to do this show, how it was going to work out, how, what, why, you know, all these type of things, because this type of topic can expand in so many different directions. So, yeah. Chat room should be open. So, today, so, this music down some. I just like to hear music in my back while I talk. It puts me in the mood and the flavor and everything when I start talking. Ancient Kemet, known today as Egypt, is the embodiment of greatness, superb art of incredible scientists, astrologers, archaeologists, astronomers, and Kabbalists. Everything about this ancient civilization and now civilization puzzles and captivates the world. This show tonight will address the myths of Kemet, known today as Egypt. I will unlock these esoteric truths and bring forth perceptive, insightful, cognizant truths. The call-in number is 347-205-9366. Again, that's 347-205-9366. So we're going to jump to a quick music break. And we're going to listen to... this is a freestyle I actually like. I got a chance to really listen to it today. Okay, this thing is froze. Okay, so I got a chance to really listen to it today. It's by Papoose. I can find them on the board. So many songs. Yeah, I'm getting around to the whole J. King Network, working the boards and everything. I already know how to break the boards with this. Thing is going slow on me. Give me a music. Spend me a minute to get this music going. Here we go. We're going to go ahead and play this quick freestyle by Papoose. I really like it. I want you all to really listen to what he's saying. And yeah, man.
Versace, Versace, you faking, you phony, you corny, man, honestly.
Yeah.
The first one to wear it was Biggie. You ain't from the borough, this mockery.
Brooklyn.
Run up on you niggas with triggers and killers like this is a robbery. Fifth on the side of me, biting's forbidden. You tripping and we want a written apology. Gianni Versace was murdered in front of his house in Miami.
Damn.
Allegedly, Andrew Cunanan murdered him in front of his property. You rappers be talking about Illuminati, don't know the philosophy. The gods predicted this back in the day. See, we had the prophecy. Bigger than rapping and people who really control. They stay in the whole of a colony, got rid of money. It's funny that every transaction that happened is done electronically.
Damn.
They throw us in jail, won't give us the bail, say we the minority. But we take up most of the population, I feel we the majority.
See,
you would acknowledge Versace, but you won't acknowledge the poverty. Simple and plain, these niggas is lame, they tricking your brain, ignore technology.
Tricking you.
These labels is giving you 360 deals, cause you the commodity. Rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer, and that's just the fucking way of the economy.
Stupid.
Nicer than me, never, you got a way better chance hitting the lottery. Grew up with gorillas, you grew up on Twitter, don't care if you follow me, busting you up and I'm floating and hoping that none of your blood don't drip on my wallabies, waving a tech, I'm taking respect like Raekwon and Chef, I spit criminology, Versace. Speaking of talk, I'm the king of New York, you a cheap carbon copy.
Yeah,
2014, the queen returns, you bitches, it's botty.
Remy.
I'm gonna give Remy Martin the baby, you know what can stop me.
Yeah, man, this is Conversations Radio with your host, Aminty the writer. We Today's topic is Egypt is not evil. And I'm going to just pretty much do a presentation where I'm going to address these myths of Egypt. I'm going to what I did is, the way I prepared for this, I said, do I want to watch a million Illuminati videos? And I don't have patience for those things, so it's like, I just couldn't do it. I tried, but I couldn't do it. It's just, even when I do my other esoteric presentations, I can't find it in me to watch those videos. So I have my own notes and my own sources to how I do any of my esoteric writings. But with this one specifically, as I said, it took me in my mind on so many different places and so many different angles. I had to really sit down and outline this one and say, what am I going to say? What am I going to address? So I took the basic things that I hear a lot of, the basic stuff that are argued, to really sit here and do this. What sparked this is this is something that's been here, something I've been writing, but I've never, like, talked about it publicly or anything like that. And I was watching a presentation with two guys, and they were going into this debate. One brother was a Hebrew Israelite, and the other brother, he wasn't religious, but basically the other brother, he wasn't religious. And the conversation was eating the babies. And and it just was really ridiculous as I began to listen to it, and I began to what it revealed to me was, this is why a lot of these esoteric codes and constructs and these type of this type of knowledge was not given to everyone. You know, you can't cast Jews to swine. And I'm truly growing in understanding what that absolutely means. So I'm just listening to this, and I'm just like, wow, this is a little bogus. So that's really where the spark hit me, and then from there I just started writing, and I just started going into pretty much all of these myths and stuff. You're going to hear the paper rumbling in the background, you know, just me going through the stuff that I wrote, because I just freestyled a lot of stuff, and I pretty much know what I'm going to say. Well, next, we're going to get into the myths, and we're going to then address the myths. So until then, I'm going to go ahead and play a nice little song that I love personally. That is by the wonderful, great Aaliyah. Come on, man. Switchboard is going slow on me. Oh, okay. It's still going. So let's see if I can do Jamie Foxx. Oh, come on, boy. See, this is why I... Uh-oh. I hope you guys can still... Okay, whew, that was scary. There's so many songs on this thing. Okay, Jamie Foxx didn't even come up. All right, hold on. Let me see if they got any prints. You know what? Forget it. J. King switchboard is killing me right now. Let's just go back to my theme music, and we're going to hop into this show. Oh, I see what's going on. Okay. It's the buttons I'm pushing. It's, like, taking me back. All this craziness. Let me just be careful how I'm pushing my button. Okay. Oh, gosh, I hope you all can still hear me, because I'm still in a switchboard, but why I can't play my damn music? Ugh, fucking J. King, damn. Not J. King, but the damn BTR. Okay, let's just get back to my music, damn it. All right, since nothing else wants to act right, let's just go ahead. Silky Spirit just telling me, but we going to do that with our anthem. Alright, so we're going to go ahead and hop into this. And the sixth major myth of Egypt is Egyptians worship gods, the dead, and did people sacrifices. Number two was slaves built the pyramid. Number 3, aliens built the pyramid. Number 4, all Egyptian symbols are evil and anti-God. Number 5, Egypt is not in Africa. Number 6, pyramids are symbols of mind control. But these are the main 6 myths that sparked me to speak to you about. So let's get into this. So for the first myth, I said that the Egyptians worshiped gods, the dead, and did people sacrifices. Let me first say that the ancient name of Egypt was Kemet. Kemet, the land of the black. Kim, Cam, all means black. So when you hear anything with that name Kim, that's another way of saying a black or black people or black skin. Oh, okay. All right. When you have to first understand the mentality of the people and civilization in which you're looking at. And the first thing I will tell you is there is no worshiping. When it comes to esoteric knowledge and studies, there is no worshiping. There is an understanding of the nature of a thing and the principle that's connected to the nature of that thing, because the nature of a thing reveals the principle of that thing. Again, they did not worship. Now, someone who's coming from a religious type of background, someone who's coming from a place of praise and worship, you're going to look at this and say, well, they worshiped this, or this was something they praised to. That was not the case at all when you get into ancient Kemet. I say ancient Kemet. I know people know it as Egypt. They're going to hear me saying back and forth because my natural way of speaking is calling it Kemet. That's the vibration. That's the word that resonates with me. So I understand what Egypt is about, because Egypt is said to be the gypsies, the wanderers, and this type of stuff. But I resonate more with the word Kemet. So I'll be saying those words back and forth. The guest calling number is 347-205-9366 for those of you that might have a question, those of you that might want to comment. So let's get to myth. Let's see. Now, going back into the nature of a thing and principle, let's take something that's more modern. The rose that grows from the concrete. And that's possible to happen. You know, you can go walk down the street right now and you can see a flower growing through the concrete. Well, this is symbolic of overcoming your circumstances, rising above your circumstance. Just like if you notice, if you have a tree that's growing, or excuse me, a plant that's growing by your house or around your house, that plant will grow around anything that's in its way just to reach to the top of the sun. So what can be applied to that is success and striving for things and not being distracted while you're on that path. This was the ways of the ancients. This is the way that they philosophized things. This is the way that things were analyzed. There was no worship. All right, number 2 and 3 are together. It says, the slaves or the aliens built the pyramid. Honestly, there's a higher symbolism to, you know, the whole alien thing, even with the slaves. But for this show, topic right here and this presentation right here, I'm just going to keep it down where it's rubbish. Rubbish, complete rubbish. No slaves, no aliens built no pyramid. When you hear people saying some slaves or some aliens built the pyramid, they are trying to take away the higher knowledge. Oh, let me use a better word. The level of intelligence and greatness of those people during that time. So to take that away, they say there's no way they could have built that. Only aliens could have built this. It's just ridiculous for me to even think about. My perception, slaves built the pyramid? Are you serious? Somebody with a whip on their back built that? The mathematics of those pyramids, which is one of those myths that we're going to get into, number six. The mathematics of those pyramids, just they were universities and temples. The writings on the wall, this ancient symbolism, no way. No way. And I'm not buying it. And for people who, and this is not judging, for people who believe that, I ask you to really sit back and question, really sit back and think about that idea, and really study what Egypt is about, and Kemet, study what Kemet is about, study the mind, study, honestly get into it and really see how we have been bamboozled and lied to in our history here, especially black people. We have been truly taken away from where we started. You ask this one question. Just think about this. Michael Jackson did a video called Remember the Time. And in this video, he was in Egypt. And he was singing to a woman, asking her, does she remember the time that they loved one another? And then there's a part where he breaks down the song. And he's screaming, do you remember my baby? I should have played this song. You know, do you remember? And they came out the walls dancing. Before, you know, they came out the walls dancing. And that was the main part of the video. And it captivated you. And this was after he kissed her. So after he kissed her and then they started dancing, this was him. This was the moment of her remembering him and him remembering her, the union of the man and the woman, the whole story of Isis, Osiris, and Horus, and, you know, all of that. All right. Now, the Pyramid of Giza align exactly to the constellation of Orion's belt. And a lot of those pyramids are aligned to a lot of other constellations. And even inside the temples, inside the universities, the same thing. Rubbish, no way. Slaves and aliens, no way. The next myth we're going to go to is that Egyptians' symbols are evil and anti-God. So what I'm going to do in this part is I'm going to really go in and go into detail of these symbols. I grabbed a few symbols up so you all can listen to that. So until then, I'm trying to get some music going. Kelly, I believe I can. Oh, I didn't put that there. Let me see. Give me a second. I see y'all on the line. I see y'all in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in. You know, just a lot of music on this board. So when I try to find a song that I want to play, now to take me out of my switchboard. Now I'm going back in. So if you want the line, call back in. All I can play is my instrumentals. I'm trying to find a song. Oh, damn. I done bounced everybody out my switchboard. Damn. I have people on the switchboard. Okay, there y'all go. Let me just find a song because I want to take a quick little water break here. This is crazy. Again, thank y'all all for tuning in, man, to Conversations Radio. Thank you all for being patient with me right now, sitting here trying to work through the humps of this, getting used to this board. You know, I just gotta, kind of hard, man. I don't see my song. I don't think it loaded up. I think it went away. So, because I really should have played Michael Jackson, Remember the Time, since I did really mention that. It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to find a song. I Met a Little Girl, Marvin Gaye. This sucks. Okay, okay, okay. Uh-oh, I see the Bee Gees. I think I'm going to go ahead and play that. I don't want to play Beyonce if I was a boy. I'm so tired of that song. I saw Babyface. Let me see. Black Eyed Peas. I know I saw Babyface. I'll play Babyface. If not, I guess we're going to go ahead and just play the Bee Gees for right now, and then we're going to hop into All Egyptian Symbols Are Evil and Anti-God. Be back. Finish the rest of the show out. Oh, goodness gracious. Never had so much problems with a switchboard in my life. It's all right, though. Back to my music. Oh, yeah. All right, so thank you all for tuning into the chat room. Calling numbers 347-205-9366. And those of you in the chat room, if I'm on the caller line, if you have anything, question, comment, or anything, just make sure. Just press number one so I can see you. Oh, what I was saying about the kiss is after he kissed her, that's when, you know, they went into the dance, the memory. Because, you know, dance and Scorpio, that's all associated with memory, time, and water, and all that, and they were dancing. And that's when he remembered the time, and that's when he kept saying, "Do you remember my baby?" And then they just started dancing. That's what I had said for that part. So, all right, so let's go ahead to, all right, so here we go. Okay, none of the Egyptian symbols are evil anti-God. Every symbol tells the story of life. Every symbol tells the story of life. The very number one symbol I have to address is the Ankh. There's some people that may not know what this symbol is. This symbol is actually the cross is derived from, the cross comes from the Ankh. The Ankh is pretty much a cross with a loop at the top. Sometimes it's a circle loop, but most of the time it's an oval-shaped loop. And this is the symbol of life, the symbol of eternal life. So what is this eternal life? It's man, woman, and child, Isis, Osiris, and Horus, the Holy Trinity. For those who have come from the church upbringing, it's called, you know, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, this Holy Ghost is woman, Isis, and this is the Holy Trinity when you look at the tongue. What is so great about this symbol is we live eternally through our children. That's for mom or dad. It doesn't matter that father gives women a seed and all that. We live eternally through our family, through our children, because it's just real simple. You know, we can have a daughter, and that daughter can look like great-great-grandma. So that's just right there. Also, what's so great about this symbol, let's just think about something. A lot of people's argument about same-sex marriage is the fact that they feel like there will never be any more children produced on the earth, even though that won't happen. But this right here, the symbol of life, it shows you right here. This is what's so holy and great about this symbol, because this is the argument that most have about that topic. The next symbol is the all-seeing eye. I don't have any the all-seeing eye. You can Google it, the all-seeing eye. The eye of Heru, it's the eye of Horus. This symbol is, you know, the Bible says, if thy right eye offend thee, to do what? Pluck it out. And you left with one eye. And it's a symbol symbolizing of seeing things one way without trying to see things in a judgmental way. And, you know, this is a part of what the all-seeing eye symbol is. But the main thing about the eye is perception. Just like you say I as a poet and say, you know, that's who eyes that you have, your eye, and you say I as in to refer to yourself. Because what is it? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, this eye symbol is also on the side of your head. The same exact symbol is in the side, is the inside of your head when you turn your head to the side. Inside of your brain, excuse me. And, the ancients were scientists, and they knew that. And this is why you will oftentimes see this symbol. And, you know, there's a whole story behind why it's called the Eye of Horus and, you know, things like that, but it still goes back to the Bible verse, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out. So, yeah. What was the next meant? Egypt is in Africa. that part of trying to tell people that Egypt is not in Africa is all to confuse the masses. You know, just like people in Haiti and Dominican Republic on the same island, but they put them as separate. It's just the same thing. Next thing can go back into what we talked about with Myth 1. Because that was myth 5, that Egypt was not in Africa. Myth number 6 says the pyramids are symbols of mind control. Let me first say that if someone can control your mind, they can control your actions, meaning that whatever the mind thinks, the body will follow. So if someone has your mind, they have your whole soul. So think about when you say that. And know that pyramids are not a symbol of mind control. Also, you know, life is duality. Life is extremes, you know, build and destroy. And it's like the same thing that, you know, what to say, that which can kill me can also make me stronger. This is everything in life. You know, water can heal you, but water can also drown you. You know, it's just, that's just life, period. But the symbols of the pyramids is not the symbol of mind control. The symbols of the pyramid is symbols of just greatness, as I keep saying throughout the show, just greatness. The pyramids, I know the Great Pyramid of Giza, is built off of the mathematics of pi. Pi is the circumference of a circle to its diameter. And that number is 3.1415926 on into infinity. And when you look at the mathematics, look into the mathematics of this Great Pyramid of Giza, the whole mathematical structure is based off of pi. Now, tell me that that's not, like, I don't know if any other building or any other place is built the same kind of way. And if it is, it's from Egypt. It's from Kemet, from how they did it. everything. And I also question, like, you know, who else has built pyramids? There's pyramids everywhere. There's pyramids in America, South America. There's pyramids all over the world, actually, that are not talked about. But it's like I'm just curious of who's actually built the pyramid again on this level again. You know, so. But to call in and ask questions, the number is 347-205-9366. That's 347-205-9366. I'm going to go into another quick music break because I have to. It's kind of hard to do it. I'm trying not to push too many buttons because it seems to bounce me out the damn chat room when I do. So I'm just going to play. There's a song that I actually like. It's by Club Nouveau. I see Babyface, though. Oh, that's my song. Never keep it. Never keep in secrets, our baby face. Oh. Oh, come on. So while I'm queuing this up, okay, here we go. We're going to play Never Keeping Secrets. Here we go.
I couldn't
90s music was the best music. Hands down, man. Like, that's the music that you listen to it, and you have to listen to it just all the way through. And you look forward to hearing it come back on. So now it's going to play over and over so much, you don't get a chance to just, you know, wish for it to come on anymore. Sometimes your favorite song, you have to be like, what was it, 2 or 3 days? You'd be like, oh, if you didn't catch it at a certain time, you know, you missed your song, you know? Beautiful.
I always have been good to you. Girl, I promise you that nothing has changed.
Momentary insanity must be the reason that I did you this way. But anyway, back to get focused, man. I love music from the 90s, man. It's so beautiful. It's just like, you know, music always takes you back to your childhood. And I look forward to that with 90s music. I got bounced out the board again because I'm pressing C, and it's like, why is C taking me back when the, oh, okay, delete. I'm pushing delete too much. Okay, oh, my God. Uh-oh, did it bounce me out? It unbounced me out. Oh, God. Okay, I'm back. This damn thing. All right, now I can get into myself more. The true purpose, y'all, is there is a miseducation of ancient Egypt. And what is a part of this is many of us, I was born in the 80s, and, you know, I would say even before then, we have been taught that our descendants come from slavery. We have been taught, we've been sat in classes and been taught that our descendants come from slavery. And when we question, well, how could our descendants and how could our ancestors be slaves? How can you travel from Africa to America and all of those slaves packed up like sardines? How could they have survived? And when we question these type of things, we didn't receive the answers. We got bogusness, and we were told that our ancestors were treated the way that they were because they were not civilized and they had no culture. That's not true. Our ancestors and their civilization sits right there in our face. People go and see it all the time. The people that lived there on Egypt and in the land, they don't talk to somebody from Egypt. I've talked to somebody from Egypt before. They didn't even know. All they could say is, the Ankh is my symbol. This is the symbol we wear from Egypt. They don't get into no explanation. They don't get into nothing. I ain't never walked into no temples or none of that physically. I've never been to Egypt. But from my spirit, from my studies, I can sit down and I can go into detail about everything and most of the things that's on those walls. Because I understand the principles, the higher truth that the ancestors taught. The temple is the mind. You can put your hand on your temples right now. Most of part of your head, your mind. We're temple builders every day. As above, so below, heaven on earth. All is mental. But what are you building in your mind? This is what these things are symbolic of. And then it expands so much further than Kemet. There is so much things that are put in our face on a day-to-day basis. The same way these pyramids are in our face with these higher truths and principles, the same thing in our face every day. When you go into this black and white mentality of, oh, that's good, that's bad, that's evil, that's right, that's wrong, you miss the principle. You miss the nature of a thing. You sit here and you see Miley Cyrus. Listen to this. You sit here and you see Miley Cyrus twerking. Give or take, we can argue that twerking was not called twerking. It's African dancing from a special African dance. Doesn't matter. African people, we always move and gyrate our hips. Both young boys and young girls, that's the first way they dance. They're going to move their hips. Give or take, I got that. But we're going to look into something much higher than what we want to look at something. She shakes. She twerks. Twerking is a symbol of what? Shaking your butt. We can look at the TV right now. Hold on, wait a minute. She's on TV shaking her butt. And then you have all these big grizzly bears with their tongue sticking out. And they're supposed to be high and all this stuff. Keyword, they're high. And then you can look on TV. You can see the three bears that's always, like, wiping their butt and shaking their butt. And then you can look up in the sky and you can see this constellations of Ursa Major and Ursa Minor, which is Little Bear and Big Bear. And then you can get into the astrological aspect and say, okay, we are coming from the age of Pisces going into Aquarius. Aquarius rules what? Is ruled by what? The planet Uranus. So Uranus is another, what do people joke about when they say Uranus, your anus? So you're shaking your anus when you're twerking. And then the bear, when he wipes his butt with the tissue and he shakes his butt, he's wiping the pieces. Another way of saying Pisces, the age that we're coming out of, off his butt, wiping it away, wiping the Pisces off his Uranus, making room for the planet Uranus, the age of Aquarius, to come in. You see this? And she's twerking with who? Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke is the Chinese zodiac, the snake. But look at something more. He's dressed like who? Betelgeuse. Betelgeuse is a star constellation with Orion. Orion, the same pyramids, Giza pyramids, is lined up with his belt. Betelgeuse is Orion's arm. Gemini rules the arm. Movement, moving around, black and white stripes, the tricker, the trickster. You see? There was a planetary alignment going on. And according to perception and belief, someone's going to say that may be evil or that's the sign of somebody coming back or whatever. I say no, it's higher esoteric truths and principles in our face. So therefore, it's nothing to take personal at all. Nothing to take personal at all. Just from that right there. And for those who are not used to people talking this way, you may not get it, you may not comprehend it. That's fine. But I want you to understand that the same way those pyramids was built and people were just like shaking their head like how they did this. They know that was built up of power, but how did they know? How did they know about time and time zones and all this stuff? Because these people were great magicians, man. They were great. Great people, great mind, a great civilization. And those pyramids are a physical representation of our own greatness. And we can still build those pyramids ourselves. And that's what I want people to understand for what I'm saying to you tonight. There's nothing evil about the ancestors. All that is a part of separating our people from their true essence of themselves. And when I say our people, I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about all people from the essence of themselves and the greatness of themselves. Okay, I'm seeing if anybody responded or had any questions. Anybody on the line, you can press 1. But this world, and as long as you know me on this network, you're going to hear me say this. This world is so staged. And it's truly as above, so below. And when you begin to understand star alignments and these different things, and then you see what's going on down here, you'll just crack up. It's not about worshiping it. It's not about so much, quote-unquote, following it. But what I'm saying is you just begin to have a different light of the world. And when you have that light of the world, you can then go on and take your journey to another height somewhere else. It's called, it is something about the melanin in our third eye. And it's called, I forgot what it's called right now, but it's at its height at night, pretty much like after 9 p.m. And what happens is if you don't, like, meditate or, you know, eat right, I don't care for eating right, but, you know, don't meditate or do things to enhance that or read or whatever the case may be, let's say you watch the news and you get all indulged into the news, the energy or the, how does it go, of this, I have to get it right, the energy of this will, like, almost shut down. And it makes sense that people are given like 10 p.m. or 10 o'clock news. And the news is what you saw. If you watch the news in the morning, you're going to see the same thing at night. Or they're going to keep playing the same thing over and over. Or they're even going to play things that happened yesterday and the day before that. Because all of these things are meant to pull us away from our divine self. You know, you have people that's like, oh, I don't watch the TV and this and that. But yet they still are caught up with the world. For some reason, for people that don't watch TV, they still just be so caught up with the world. People who don't do social networking or listen to something about them that's still caught up with the world is the strangest thing. But I just wanted to get into that. So I'm pretty much done here with my thoughts, man. I want to say I'm glad I did this. I'm glad I got it off. It feels good to sat here and had this conversation. It would have been great for there to be some call-ins or some dialogue. I would have really had liked that to get people's different views and conversations. But it's okay. I had a little hump in the beginning, but it's all right. I may continue this. You know, I may continue this topic, you know, depending on how I feel, whatever. It's Conversations Radio, so it goes whatever way you want it to go. But I encourage people to study Kemet, study Egypt, truly study the essence of it, and even take Bible, take your Bible studies with the studies of Kemet, and you'll be very amazed at what will unlock to you and what will unveil to you. This is really the time of everybody waking up. This is really the time for people to start coming into their divine self. You know, one thing I will say about this whole Illuminati phase thing, because it happened real big after Michael had passed away. I had been new about it. You know, nobody knew the hell what I was talking about, even when I used to talk about it back in the day. But 2006. But anyway, after Michael died in 2009, it's been real big. I will say that it shifted something, it shifted something in the people where some people were beginning to wake up. And then you have some that just fell by the wayside. They just completely they're just afraid and they don't get anything. But I have compassion for those people. But I'm saying in general that for those who, you know, it did do something, even though me personally, I don't have no patience to sit down and listen to it. You know, I just absolutely don't, because of where my vibration is in my life. I can't do it. I don't have it. Anyway, I thank you all for tuning in. I had such a great time doing this show. I know I'm going to definitely download this show and post it on YouTube for you all to listen to it, or forever, who else to listen to it. And that's pretty much it. So y'all all have a great weekend. Peace and love.